The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord. We are now well into the season after Pentecost. We often refer to this as the long green season of the church year, when Sundays are not named after interesting happenings, such as the Transfiguration or the baptism of our Lord, but named after ordinal numbers. The second Sunday after Pentecost, the seventh Sunday after, which we are today, the 25th Sunday after, which we'll get to in late November. It doesn't matter which of the 3 years of the lectionary cycle we're in, whether we're focusing on Matthew in year A, Mark in year B, Luke in year C, during the long green season, we dig deeply into the stories of Jesus' teaching, preaching, and healing ministry. It is meant to be a time of growth for us, baptized children of God. Growth in faith, in understanding, in wisdom, in love for the Lord. Thus, the color green. Get it? Growth, green. Because of the sheer length of the season after Pentecost, which extends 5, sometimes 6 months, we cover a lot of territory, often plodding along story by story, chapter by chapter, through that year's gospel. We made a big jump, however, from last Sunday to today, hopping over an entire chapter, chapter 12 of the Gospel of Matthew. I tell you that because there are some things that happen in chapter 12 that might help us understand why Jesus told the parable of the sower we heard today and why he told it when he told it. During the chapter we skipped, Jesus has 4 different confrontations with the Jewish religious authorities identified as the Pharisees in the Gospel of Matthew. First, Jesus and his hungry disciples are chastised for plucking grain as they walk through fields on the Sabbath. Plucking grain, even when done by hungry men in need of food, was considered work, unlawful to do on the day of rest, at least according to the Pharisees. Jesus leaves the grain fields and enters a synagogue where he heals a man with a withered hand. It's still the Sabbath, though. And so rather than being happy for the lucky guy who now has 2 good hands, the Pharisees are angered enough by Jesus' work that they start conspiring to destroy him. Jesus exits the synagogue, but apparently some Pharisees follow him along with the crowds, at least long enough to witness yet another healing, the exorcism of a demoniac who was also blind and mute. The crowds are so impressed by this particular healing that they start wondering if Jesus is the son of David. Could Jesus be the one promised of old, the one to deliver God's people out of darkness and despair into light and hope? Unsurprisingly, the Pharisees don't join the speculation about Jesus being the Messiah. Instead, the religious leaders start accusing Jesus of being in league with Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons. This really sets Jesus off. He goes on a bit of a rant, clearly aimed at the Pharisees. "Whoever is not with me is against me," he says. Then Jesus mentions blasphemy and the day of judgment, calls the Pharisees a brood of vipers, and finally, in case they didn't catch his drift, calls them evil. There's one more altercation in chapter 12. Precipitated by the scribes and Pharisees asking Jesus to give them a sign. This too sets Jesus off. It's perhaps no wonder we find him at the beach at the beginning of chapter 13, the beginning of our gospel for today. Jesus heads to the sea, as many of us do when we need a break, a bit of rest and renewal. Fresh air, the sound of waves lapping at the shore, a gentle breeze can do wonders. But Jesus doesn't find much peace, does he? No, he is quickly surrounded by crowds once again. Crowds so great, he has to escape the beach to a boat. Perhaps it is the profound contrast between the people who ignore or reject his teachings, the Pharisees with whom Jesus is now in serious conflict, and the people who welcome and embrace his teachings, those masses gathered on the beach that lead Jesus to tell the parable of the sower. Because frankly, a sower who went out to sow is an odd image to use while floating in a boat on the water. Apropos of the maritime setting or not, the image of a sower sowing would have been familiar to any and everyone in the crowd. Even if you lived in town and didn't grow your own food, you would have seen people doing this kind of work in the surrounding countryside. Men walking along with sacks of seeds slung over their shoulders. Nothing remarkable. But what comes next in Jesus' parable would have made no sense. "As the sower sowed," Jesus says, "some seeds fell on the path and were eaten by birds. Some seeds fell on rocky ground and did grow, but quickly withered in the hot sun. Some seeds fell among thorns, which choked them, and some seeds fell into good soil and brought forth grain." Now, if any of the folks listening to Jesus were gardeners themselves, it's possible they could have thought, "Doesn't always work that way. I've got great soil, rich and loamy, but I still can't grow squat." And we all know that sometimes plants flourish in terrible conditions. Hardy, almost unkillable weeds grow in the cracks of sidewalks, like at my house. Trees take root on rocky mountainsides where there's no soil, good or bad. But besides the fact that sometimes stuff doesn't grow where it should and does grow where it shouldn't, there's a much bigger problem with the parable Jesus tells about the sower. It's simply not how people sow in real life. No sower would be so wasteful. No sower would allow three-fourths of his precious seeds to fall into places where they wouldn't, where they couldn't be fruitful. On a path where the birds feast on the seeds, on rocky ground where the seeds couldn't develop strong roots, among thorns that would choke any other plant that tried to grow. And that, my friends, is the joyful absurdity of Jesus' parable. The image of a sower whose seed bag is so full that seeds are flying everywhere. We get distracted by the bad soil versus good soil aspects of the story. It's human nature to be judgmental. Aha! The Pharisees must be bad soil. Aha! The crowds on the beach must be good. Jesus' parable is much less about the quality of the soil and much more about our divine sower and the way things work in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, the sower doesn't hold back, doesn't measure things out, isn't cautious or careful or precise. In the kingdom of God, the sower is wildly generous, extravagant, reckless even, letting grace spill out all over, everywhere. Grace is indeed spilled out all over, everywhere. For Pharisees, for followers, for doubters, for believers, for you, for me. Thanks be to God. Amen.